I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here is your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about something that's not very interesting sounding, and that is performance reviews, something we've all been through, something we many of us give to others because we're managers, and we don't think a lot about it other than it's kind of drudgery. But I actually think that giving a performance review is actually a divine appointment and a real opportunity to have a powerful conversation. And if we're a believer, a follower of Jesus, a performance review should be a gift to another person and a wonderful opportunity to actually love them.
And if the conversation's really hard, if you bring a godly perspective into that conversation and you bring love into that conversation, it takes the burden away from how hard it is. Because listen, when you have to deliver the truth to somebody, the truth sets us free. You're not God, and your main role isn't to make that person happy. That's God's role in their life, right? But if you bring love in, you can bring a spirit that might open them to a truth that they desperately need to hear. And Pat, you've helped me do this. I had a hard conversation with an employee recently, really hard. And you were telling me before the conversation, this is some of the best quote business coaching I could ever get. You're saying, look, Chris, just pray that you have the heart of Jesus. I just sit with that person and deliver this news and what they need to hear. And man, I can't tell you, brother, how much that helped me.
And just in case people listening to this think, and so you must do that all the time. It's like, no, I don't. I get caught up in things and I go to have a difficult conversation. And often I just want to solve the problem, or I think it's standing in the way of me doing something else. And I don't realize this is a divine appointment. I have to pray about it and say, God, give me wisdom and love, because this might be the thing that this person remembers forever. Because frankly, if you think about it, we probably remember our performance reviews long after we've forgotten all the other incidental conversations. This is a time of nervousness and fear. And that, more than any other time, is when we need to show that we are different in this world, that we're a follower of Jesus, and that we are going to bring love into something that is often seen as legalistic or critical.
Isn't that amazing? Because it'll look the same on the outside. If you're a Christian boss, and frankly, if you're a parent listening and you got to have a hard conversation with your kid, on the outside, it really is going to look the same. You're going to sit down and deliver hard news. You're going to talk straight to somebody. But there's something inherently changed about the entire conversation if you are changed going into that conversation. Right? If you go in with love, and this is not one of those things you could fake. I mean, if we could, we'd say, hey, here's the three ways to convey love. No, you just have to pray for the heart of God and go in literally loving that person. Don't have a conversation until you're experiencing that love for that person. Then you deliver that, whatever review you got to deliver. So let's pray. Lord, help us to speak truth with love and buy the truth to help set people free. Help us to bring your heart, to bring your love into every conversation. In your holy name, we ask this. Amen.
Amen.